Hello, and welcome to the Crystal Lightworkers podcast to aid spirituality and well-being using crystals. My name is Jackie Winters, founder of the British Academy of Crystal Healing, and today I'm going to talk to you about how crystal can help with mental health. So, mental health in the UK. Have you been feeling lacking in energy or feeling tired? Feeling exhausted all the time, experiencing brain fog, and find it hard to think clearly? Have you been finding it hard to concentrate, or feeling restless and agitated, feeling tearful, not wanting to do anything, or wanting to cry all the time, not wanting to talk or be with people, not wanting to do things you usually enjoy? Have you been using alcohol or drugs to cope with feelings? Have you been finding it hard to cope with everyday things and tasks, or are you experiencing burnout? Thank you for joining me again. Today's subject is mental health and how crystals can help with mental health issues. So let's just take a moment to look at energy in the human energy field. And what it is. So the physical energy that we have is known as metabolic energy, and it's the metabolism and how well you burn your food and calories in your everyday life. Emotional energy is known as kinetic energy, and it's the energy that sports people use when they psych themselves up and really get themselves in the mood and make their mind believe that they can do it and anything's possible, and it raises emotion within them that improves their energy field and ability to perform physically. Now, mental energy, which is also known as neurological energy, is determined by the way we think. Here in the Western world, we live in a primarily mental energy. Not many of us live more in the physical world and the emotional world because the mind is being bombarded by stimulus. In fact, even when we go to the gym, we have TV screens on the wall or we have music that we can listen to, and the mind is always being involved in what we are doing. So if you consider TV, social media, being goal-orientated in a job, listening to the news, playing computer games, you get the drift. You will understand that we do live in a very mentally stimulated world. We don't really get chance to switch off mind-wise very often. And a lot of us find it really difficult to switch the mind off. So in a nutshell, we are a bunch of overthinkers, and not just a little bit overthinking, dramatically overthinking, overly using our mind energy, which deteriorates our emotional energy and has a major impact on our physical well-being. Now, according to the Samaritans, 5,219 suicides were registered in 2021. 74% of them were men and 26% were women. That's quite a lot, isn't it? Now, I know that we were going through COVID and that really was mentally difficult for a lot of people, but sometimes we don't actually see that we are struggling because it has become our everyday life and we don't want to admit that we can't cope, you know? So what are the symptoms and the signs to look for? So the symptoms and the signs to look for are you lacking in energy and do you feel tired a lot? If you feel exhausted all the time or experience brain fog and finding it very difficult to think clearly and find sometimes that your concentration isn't at the best. Any feelings of restlessness and being agitated, if you feel tearful and want to cry, if you don't want to talk or be with other people, you feel like you need to be isolated. Not wanting to do things that you used to do in the past and enjoy. Maybe having a glass of wine or a drink or alcohol, or maybe even taking antidepressants to cope with the feelings that are arising. And the feelings are basically your subconscious going, hey, hang on a minute, there's something not right here. You know, you need to listen to me. You need to switch your mind off. So if you do find it hard to cope with everyday things and tasks, you may end up feeling burned out. Some of the physical conditions that are related to mental illness are schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety disorders, depression, dissociation, eating disorders, personality disorders, drug and alcohol abuse, post-traumatic stress syndrome, psychosis, obsessive-compulsive disorder. Now, these are all mental illnesses that come from the way of life that we're all living. However, the mental illness can also affect us physically, and it is considered that sometimes mental illness can have an impact on things like Crohn's disease, alopecia, where the hair falls out. That is another one that is due to mental stress and mental worry. Many cancers are induced by overthinking. So as you can see, there is quite a problem, and many people have to wait months to see a therapist or don't actually recognize that they have a problem. And I also have recently been asked by a suicide help group over in America. This is a help group for people who are families of people who have experienced grief and death via suicide, and apparently it is quite big over in the States as well. So if you do have an issue and you would like to hear their podcast and meet the people that are doing excellent work over there in America, and of course the world is a much smaller place now, we have Zoom, so you may be able to get involved yourself if you wish. The lady is called Crystal Partney, and I can leave all the details for you, and you can get in touch and we'll pass you all her details across so that she can maybe help you or help people that you know. Because suicide is also, unfortunately, something that some people turn to when they can't cope. So let me explain to you now how crystals can help. First of all, understanding what crystals can do. They emit piezoelectricity. Now that might be a little bit far-fetched for some of you, but basically there are atoms and molecules inside the crystals, and when agitated they create piezoelectricity, which can be directly put into the neurological system and short-circuit some of those overthinking, obsessive thoughts, depressed thoughts and what have you, and help you acknowledge what is happening, because we get lost in those worlds. We get lost in depression. We get lost in obsessions, you know, not thinking clearly. Acknowledgement of what is happening is also, in the spiritual world, known as enlightenment. So what is enlightenment? It's when you begin to realize what is happening and become empowered, be able to take control a little bit. So in my opinion, that's where the journey of self-awareness comes into play. A healthy mind should be able to be creative, logic, and silent. I was once told that the natural order of the earth is silence, and it's something that we, as human beings in the Western part of the world anyway, we are going further and further away from that silence, and so meditation is becoming increasingly popular and helping people go back into the ability to be able to quieten the mind and sit with time off. Because when the mind is constantly working, the neurological system is constantly active, and it is all feeding energy into the body, and we are being burned out, basically. We're burning off the metabolic energy and the kinetic energy, and it can leave us, as previously said, burned out. The creativity of our mind is quite often lost in bureaucracy in jobs. I know myself that sometimes the bureaucracy behind the work that I do sometimes can shorten the time that I have available to become creative. Mental illness is not rational at all. I know we've experienced in the family anxiety, and again, it is triggered by something that is not logical. It's like, why am I feeling like this? There's no reason why I should be feeling like this. So logic is also something that disappears, and sitting in the silent mind as well. So to begin with, your crystals, you will start to realize and ascertain what is true and what is not. So the mind often says things to you and you may override them because of your subconscious programming. The first port of call in my personal journey with mental health is to observe your own mind. Listen to what your mind is saying to you and then say, is this true? You may find your mind is saying something like, enough, I am tired, I want to stop. But due to your programming and fear of not having enough, you push through that mental voice that's saying to you, I have to stop, this is too much, and keep going. And when you inquire, is this true? Do I have enough? Or am I being told that I haven't got enough? And if that's the case, money, which is one of the biggest pressures that we have here in the Western world, although it's surprisingly, because we are one of the more wealthier, we have so much that we lose what energy is behind money. And the energy behind money is gratitude and appreciation. So if you want to relax yourself and allow yourself to make different choices, because everything really is a choice, pushing past those thoughts that are telling you to sit down, take time off, not go into work or whatever, is really you making the choice to ignore them. When you do realize that you're only doing it because you have a fear of lack, and understand the energy of lack and begin to implement appreciation and gratification in your life. The way the universe works is the vibration you're emitting out into the atmosphere turns around and comes back to you. You become a magnet for the energy that you are emitting. So if you are emitting the energy of gratitude, appreciation, you know, being really, truly grateful, don't just think it, you have to feel it, you will find that money will start to flow to you from potential sources that you may not have previously noticed. You know, it may not be that it comes in the form of money either. Somebody may gift you something. You may find that something that you've always wanted turns up. You may find that you get an unexpected amount of money come through, but you will never be short when you realize that the fear of money creates the loop of keep going through lack, keep going through lack. When you break that loop, when you realize that money is energy and it's linked to gratitude and appreciation, and start implementing this into your inner world, and maybe do a journal and write down every day what you're grateful for and show appreciation to people, money, everything in your life, then you will find the flow will come. And it frees you up. It frees you up, because when you are not a slave to money, which I have to say is the primary stress factor in the UK and the Western world, when you understand the energy of money, you can neutralize it. And when you self-inquire and determine whether or not you are speaking your truth, like for instance, I have to go to work, then you realize, well, actually, I don't. I have enough money in the bank for today and I can manage, and my body needs some rest and I need some time to recuperate. I'm going to take some time off. It frees you up. It frees you from that mental chatter that was pushing you too far. One of the silly phrases that I use is, I have to wash up. Well, I've got out of that, but I used to be one of these that every time we'd eaten something or whatever, I'd go in the kitchen and I'd have to wash up. And then I'm like, I don't want to wash up. And I'd get angry about not washing up. I'm like, it's your turn to wash up. And I would be aggravated because the washing up wasn't being done and I didn't want to do it. And so I would ask somebody else to do it and project that agitation to somebody else. But when I realized what I was doing, when I became enlightened to what I was doing, I stopped doing it because I realized that it is my choice to wash up or not. I can just sit there with the dirty pots around me and that's absolutely fine. You always, always have a choice. Now, mental health is often pressured by the fact that we think we don't have a choice. But everything that you do in your life, you have a choice. And if you don't overthink it, then you eliminate the pressure. Now, a good crystal for helping you recognize you have a choice and to see through the illusion is labradorite and charoite. Labradorite and Charoite will help you see through the illusion, through your mental illusion that you have to do something or you haven't got or whatever voices are in your mind, and help you to recognize the ones that are true and the ones that are not true. And it will help you silence your mind. So by breathing deeply, you can silence your own mind and then sit quietly and allow yourself to take back the control from your mind. Now, a good crystal to help you with the money aspect of things is citrine, because it will help you to recognize where you have abundance in your life and where you have fortune in your life, and looking for all the things that make you feel good and make you grateful for that you may be overlooking, and bring that vibration back into your energy field. So trusting in this energetic work that we do can make a huge difference in your life. It can help you become more empowered and not be a slave to your mind. It can help you see what you are doing is through choice. Even though you don't think you have a choice, you do. Your choice is only taken away from you by fear. And the fear is the chatter in the mind. Now, I know I'm making it maybe sound a little bit easy, and I realize that this work is not easy, and it is a process. So each day, if we can start to recognize the thoughts that we are thinking, become an observer of our thoughts as opposed to getting lost in the drama of what our mind is saying, and elevate our thoughts and be able to see our mind and recognize how we are being enslaved by it, what fears are pushing us and putting pressure on us. So today we're going to speak to Michelle, and she's going to share with us how she has used her crystals to help her with her own mental health, and maybe her story can help you also. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm good. So today we're here talking about mental health and how crystals can help. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and your own mental health journey.
Yes, definitely. My name's Michelle. Hi. And my mental health journey, really, if I look back, I never was aware of this, but I believe it started around when I was about 12 years old. I'm a twin, and at school we were separated. So it kind of started then, really. I lost a bit of my own identity, really. I didn't realise that until later on in life, Jackie. But it started then, and then I kind of pushed it down quite a lot in my teenage years. And it only really came to the surface sort of late 20s, early 30s. I was noticing some of the habits and behaviours that I was doing which were less than positive, and sometimes spiraling out of control in terms of, you know, one minute I'd be on a high and the next minute I'd have some real lows. I feel it came to fruition when I did a lot of work on myself. There were a lot of things coming up. But one thing I want to say is that I'm always working at this mental health, because I feel that there is still some things there that need to be unlocked, if you will. And I'm working, you know, continually to, you know, on that path to do so.
That sounds amazing, Michelle. So when you're talking about mental health, I think maybe you would agree that your mind, the way you think, it affects how you feel. And the way we feel impedes our energy levels physically. You know, sometimes we can actually feel really tired because of it. Did you notice that too? And what were your triggers really with your mental health?
Yeah, I'd noticed that I was not sleeping very, very well. And then that sleep then obviously brings into the new day, the next day, where I started overthinking things, and particularly around my own beliefs about myself of not being good enough, not being worthy about things. So the triggers really were when I was feeling lonely. And in that lonely place, I guess you have only got your thoughts, which then create those feelings. And if you sit in those feelings a long time, like myself, they can spiral out of control. But one thing I do want to say is, you know, I've been to the lowest of low, and the only way is back up then. And, you know, I'm grateful to continue that journey. And also, we're going to talk about the crystals that I work with. Working with crystals has really changed my life.
Yeah, me too. So how did you come into using crystals? What triggered that? What took you into working with crystals?
Well, I met a friend years ago who was really into crystals, and I never knew anything of them. And I picked a few crystals up. I liked them. I liked the colours of them. Never really tapped into anything. I just liked the look at them. They always sat on the, you know, the dressing table or, you know, downstairs on the bookshelf. I never really understood how to get into them. So that was the first point of call, in the sense that I like the look of them. Many people do. I know people use crystals and actually pick up crystals just for the actual sheer beauty of them. And then it wasn't really until later on, I would say actually it's only probably been over the last 4 years that I've really started using and tapping into the crystals. And I remember being introduced to you, Jackie, about a year and a half ago, and it really sort of just changed my way of thinking about how you can use the crystals vibration for your health and particularly my mental well-being. So that's how I got started.
And which crystal came to you? I like to think of, for me anyway, I'm like a magpie. I like anything that twinkles, and that's how I got into them. And then I started to realize that the ones that are opaque and don't twinkle have as much of a healing energy as the ones that do twinkle. So how about you? Were you into the twinkly crystals, or which was the first crystal that came to you?
I kind of guess it goes back to that childlike approach where you go for the twinkly type Tinkerbell feeling, if you will, or kind of visual crystals. So for me, it was all those sparkly ones, particularly quartz, and obviously the family of quartz, amethyst, citrine, all the very sort of like, when you look at them, there is a different pattern to the crystal itself. And then working with yourself, I remember I was struggling with really speaking my truth, and that was really causing me a lot of mental concerns. So I went to some of those denser kind of crystals, particularly the blue crystals, which was all around your throat chakra. And, you know, I was surprised by the fact that when you actually tap into asking the crystals to help you, that they're there. So I really have found my voice because of those crystals. So yeah, I like all of the crystals. We are drawn to certain ones at whatever time that we need them.
Absolutely. And so how did you recognize that the crystals were actually helping you, and that it wasn't just you doing it? How did you recognize that it was the crystals that were helping you to change?
Well, the first time was when I was at the real lowest point with my mental health, and I was exhausted by the fact that there was nothing else coming to me. And I remember just sitting with a crystal and kind of just speaking to it, in the sense that, you know, please give me something, help me get through this, if you will. And I sat with a real intention that I wanted to really work with the crystals and allow the energy to just give me something, whether it was a release, Jackie, or whether it was just some insight into something. So that was the very first time. But now working with crystals, one of the biggest things that I've learned through yourself, Jackie, and also actually sitting with the crystals, is that that intent, once you work with that intent and it's really strong, you can almost sense, feel, experience the vibration that comes from that crystal. And I felt as well that when I pick a crystal up and it's not right for me in terms of intuitively, I put it down and go for another crystal. And that then gives me the clarity and the energy and the movement of feeling, if you will. Yeah, I guess it's just that intuitive knowing, but also sitting there with the intent of wanting to feel better and have the energy shift within your body so you can be who you really, truly want to be.
That's fantastic. I love this, because you're absolutely right, Michelle. Intention is the key. And then the crystals help you achieve that intention. And yes, could you do it on your own? I think we probably could do it on our own, but I think it magnifies what's happening and helps us do it quicker, if you know what I'm saying. Instead of it taking months to achieve your intention, it brings everything to fruition a lot quicker. Michelle, I absolutely love what you're saying. And yeah, totally hear you. Before we finish, what advice would you offer others to pick up a crystal to help them with their mental health? What advice can you give them today?
The biggest advice for me really is that when you have a thought and you feel something, is to catch yourself in the moment. And if you've got crystals and working with crystals, the best way to do that is to pick that crystal up, hold it to your heart, give it the whole intention of you wanting to feel, experience something different, and then just sit.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And basically not being a slave to your own thought patterns, just sitting there and letting the crystals change those thought patterns, like you said, and just wait in the silence, witnessing, observing, and waiting for that change to happen. I love what you're saying. You totally, look at you, you're shining. And I love it. You can hear it in your voice. You feel more uplifted. I expect you feel more empowered because of it, because now your thoughts are not directing your emotional well-being and your physical health. You are now starting to become more in tune with yourself and have a different perspective on life. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm smiling a lot more, and I'm finding that, you know, things are coming to me now where, you know, I was stopping a lot of the things coming into my life which were good. I was always looking for the bad, particularly when I was really suffering, and now looking for the good. And even if I have those moments when I'm really low, and I'm sure many listeners who are listening here, we all have those moments when we think something and feel something, we can't get out of it. Pick up your crystal, as you said, Jack, sit in silence, really connect with it, let the magic happen.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know one of the things I say to my students is be comfortable being uncomfortable. It's then that it all starts to shift. The crystals really do help you. Thank you so, so much, Michelle, and I wish you all the very, very best on your journey, and keep working with the crystals, my darling.
Love you.
Michelle's story really is inspiring, and isn't it wonderful that crystals have helped her regain her voice and also control over her mental health. Now, I know a lot of you out there are suffering with mental health issues, and if you would like to learn more about how crystals can personally help you with your individual case, then please don't hesitate to contact us at www.BritishAcademyOfCrystalHealing.com, where you can have a one-to-one session online to help you, or maybe you would like to join us on one of our online classes and find out how to use crystals more effectively and witness the amazing results that they can offer you. Okay, so for now, I'd like to say goodbye and thank you again for joining me, and I hope to hear from you or see you soon.